The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Pesach at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara Gittin, Daf Nun Tesamid Beis. Tana Dvera Bishmol, Vikidashte, Lacholda, Vishibikdusha, Leptaich Rishon, Levarach Rishon, Velita Lmana Yafa Rishon. So just first to understand what we're dealing with in the Gemara, the Rosh in his Peyush on Nedarim, the Samach Beis Amid Aleph, says that when we say Lacholda, Vishibikdusha, we mean Lacholda, Vishayira, Gadol, Umakudash. So it's not limited to things relevant to mitzvahs, but anything that shows the gedulah kedusha. Now, in the Miyochas Lavashi in the Dharam, Samach Beis Amid Beis, he seems to read it that this is Drasha is really only referring to the Kohen Gadol. He says, Kishachalikim Echav HaKahani B'lechem HaPanim. But the Ran on the Rif Megillah Yudalit Amid Beis says that even though the Pasuk of Ukadashte is written by Kohen Gadol, but we learn from a Kohen Gadol that so too Kohen Hedyot, it's proper that he should be Mekudosh from Yisrael. Now, Rashi over here by Yosef Gittin says that when we are saying that a Kohen should be Neutel Chelik Mone Yafa Rishain, this is referring to Shutvas. In Ba Lachlek in Yisrael Bachol Davra, Lach She Yichol Kul B'Shava, I'm Lai Brar V'Toil Eze Shetetza. According to Rashi, if someone is dividing up something, a Kohen in Yisrael, they divide into two equal portions. Equal portions, Rashi says. And then afterwards, the Yisrael tells the Kohen, take the one that you will wish. So too, in the Ran and the Dharm says that, that Yisrael makes suchalakim shavim, b'kayin boirer ezim hen shayir. It's this interesting point in God. Well, in Yisrael, we'll get back to this. But Rashi says that Yisrael tells him. The Ran says that the Kohen chooses which he wants. Now, Taisus over here, by Yosin Gittin, objects. Taisus says like this. Taisus imamas chol delito. He says that this is only referring to taking a money yafa with stucco, maisa'ani, or chaverim who are sitting together by yisuda. But when it comes to shutfus, then we're not going to say that the kohen gets a mana yafa. Now, the reason Taisus gives for this is because the Gemara Psachim, and Marach Mishnahagu, Nun Amid Beis says, that Hanaisin Einim Bechelif Yafa is one of the things that Einu Rayasim in Bracha La'olam. The Gemara over there says, why? The Tobe Inshi, that people wonder about this. Now, this concept seems to be that similar to the concept, or exactly the same concept of Ein Hara. We find Rabbeinu Yayina in his Perush and Ovis, part based Mishnah Yud Aleph, where Rabbi Yeshua said you should avoid Ein Hara. So the Ran says over there that he says this is a natural thing, Chachmei Teva say, that if someone desires something that he wants, he's Avra Oilemena Machshava, who beserves Hadvarim She'uyen Behem Be'inav Hara. That's very interesting to mention the Chazain Ish in Chelech HaShemishbat, and towards the back in the by Masechta Bava Basin, Lekutim Simachov Aleph, on the Gemara over there, Yovu Be Rabbanah Nair Benach Nachshei, Chazain Ish says like this. He says, this is from the Seidus Habriya, that a person with his machshave, he could cause garmim nistarim ba'olam ha'maisa. V'machshavte ha'kalatuch l'sham is garmim l'haris l'charbin shel gesham l'mutzkim. He says, it's said this habriya that a person's thought could have an effect in the solid world. He gives various examples in the Gemara, shel tu be'ena, psachim daf nun, l'mistafi ma'ami inibisha, ambava mitziyad apedala omid aleph and omid beis, v'chulei v'chulei. Now, the Chazon Ish goes on to say over there, he says like this, he says that at the end of the day, everything is b'dei shamayim, and if it wasn't nigzan him b'dei shamayim to lose something, then it will be saved. But if it's nigzar to be lost, so then misgalgal hadover lepa'amim al deisimis ayin hatimoin al hadover l'nidezeh hukala. Sometimes, if it's nigsa that should be lost, it will be nigsa through the ayin timohin, through the wondering eye. Now, it's worth mentioning, when we're talking about this taisus again, and this sukhi and psachim, that someone who's nice and ene be chelif yofa, that he's not Roy Simon Bracha, that the Sefer Chassidim, Simon Shun Chav Gimel, says that this is general advice, he says, with Shutvis. He says it's better to join with an Amoritz who's a Vatran rather than a Talmud Chacham who's stingy. Yoyse Tev L'schabim Amoritz Shavatran B'memoinai B'maso B'matim L'schabim and Talmud Chacham Sha'atran U'kapdan. Now, we'll in Yetz Hashem see that there are those who are chaylik with Taisvis, but we certainly need to understand the Sheet of Taisvis, and especially since the Sheet of Taisvis is brought lahalacha in the Magen Avraham Simen Reish Aleph Sifkat and Dalet, and then the Mishnah Berurah in the same Simen Sifkat and Yud Gimel. Now, the Rosh says like this, what's obviously bothering the Mefarshim is that when, if we have a din, a mitzvah, v'kidashtei, how do we uproot that mitzvah based on the consideration of Ayin Hara? Now, the Rosh in Gittin, Parak Hei, Halacha Chav, says that it's not mistaver, meaning he's explaining the Sheet of Taisus, it's not mistaver to darshan the pasuk to include such a case. His lashon is, well, a mistaver lidrash a pasuk hazeh lahargal hakoyim shen yitin inei b'chelak yafeh. It sounds a little bit from the Rosh that essentially, if he would be taking a chelik yafa because he's being offered as a kohen, it wouldn't necessarily be a issue of tamei and habrius ayin hara. Just we're inculcating a bad habit in the kohen, and since this is not a good practice, it's not mistabatas to darshan the pasuk in such a way that it would indicate such a practice. Shulchan Acharav in Simen Reish Aleph Siv Gimel, he says like this. He says, when the Kayan divides a chelik of shutvas with his partner, the Kayan, you don't give him a chelik yafa. He says, she'in zedech kovayit she'it a chelik ha-yafa, she'kol ha-nais and einav b'chelik ha-yafa in the right simon bracha l'aylam. Since it's not something that brings bracha to be going after the better portion, so therefore it's not a cover to be mechabit someone with being stingy, because being stingy doesn't lead to good things. Now, the Be'er Sheva in Harius of Yud Beis Amid Beis, he asks on Taisus like this, another Mepharshim is the same thing, but he asks, and we find in the Gemara in Yumad of Yud Alamad Aleph, that the Kohen Gadol, it takes a chelik yafa b'raish when he divides with the other kahanim, and this is immediately the shutvis. So how could Taisus and those who are with him say that when it comes to dividing with shutvis, we don't apply the idea of v'kidashe, like the Rosh says, we think it's not applicable, like the Rav Shulchan Aruch is explaining that according to Rosh, we don't want to inculcate this bad habit. The way that the Rav Shulchan Aruch is saying is that going for the bad thing is not covered. So why says the Be'er Sheva on this Taisus and those who hold like him, so why are we applying it when the Kohen Gadol divides with his Archav HaKehanim? The Yam Shel Shoyma, by us over here in Gittin, Parakei Simcha Fa'alef, he asks on Taisus like this. He said, what kind of Isser is there for the Kohen to be taking Chelik Yafa? True, when someone is dividing with his partner and he takes a Chelik Yafa, so then he's not going to be right Simon Bracha because people are going to be Tameya. But, says the Yam Shushlaim over here, Michael Kavai Kazachi, it's not him taking it, Hashem is giving to him. Says the Yam Shushlaim, how is this any worse than other Matanis Kahunas, Ramachayim, Kavi he's taking? He says, even though they said someone is nice in Enav, Michaelik Yafa, over here, the Kain isn't being nice in Enav, it's his friend who's giving him without a guy. Well, usually two partners we would make flip a coin and decide who should get it. Over here, he's not being nice and enough. It's his friend who's giving him first choice. And when Chazal say, mitil yimana yafa, it's mashma in any case. Now, we find also in Taisus in Moed Katan, that Chav Chesamid Beis, the Melchav mitil yimana yafa, he says it like this. He says Yisrael should give him the chelik yafa. This is sort of, we could call this a compromise. Because we find in the Gemara Msachim, again, nice and in the chelik yafa, but he shouldn't take it, but the Yisrael should give it to him. But then Taisus goes on and says the same objection that the Mashal brings, and Mashal at the end, I believe, refers to Taisus, that since it's the din of the Taisus, of the Kohen to get it, so he will be a Simen Bracha. If he would take it by himself, it wouldn't be. But since this is his din, so therefore he's going to be Raya, a Simen Bracha, with this thing. Now, the Yad Rama in Bava Basra gives an interesting hagdara when we apply this thing of being machabe. The Kayin, he also talks about the example of an Amaretz. He says like this. He says, the kind of chaluka that's a derech to come to Bezdin, then we do not be machabe. It's only by monis, the usul in la'alma. Like when the Balabais is giving by his suda, he's giving out to the Archems over there, there's a concept of being machabed, a kayin, a talmud chacham. Now he brings a very interesting proof. The Yad Rama says like this, that we find in Yesh Narechon Kocham Beis Amad Aleph, that when it comes to the dividing Eretz Yisrael, we have a pasuk of Ach B'Goyrel, that's divided, the whole Eretz Yisrael is divided by Goyrel, and we dashen Ach B'Goyrel to be mimed that Yeshua and Kalev don't get B'Goyrel, they get their own portion. Says the Rama, we see that everyone else, including the other Talmidei Chachamim, Zakenim in that Dar, and Kaihanim, well, Kahanim weren't in the Chalukah, but there were the Zakenim and Kahanim Gedolim, they were included in the Goyrel. So why is it only Yeshua and Kalev who's excluded in the Goyrel and other Talmidei Chachamim are only given their share through the Goyrel? Elamai says in Yad Rama that when it comes to the type of thing that people are makbid on and they actually go to Bezdin to divide it up, there we don't apply this concept of being mechabe the kohen or talmud chacham with getting first portion, and says the Yad Rama, this is why Chazal picked the lashon of litel mana yafa rishon, because mana is this type of thing, is not a portion in the shutfas, unlike the way the Yom Shel Shlaima said, but rather it's a gift, it's a chelik in the suda. Now Rav Yaffin, in his phenomenal work on the Ritzvah Yivam Samach Zayin Amud Beis in Hara 185, he brings down an interesting observation, and he has a svara to reject it. He says that, like this, that the Ran in the Dharm, which we quoted earlier, said that the Kayan chooses the portion he wants, as opposed to Rashi and Gittin and others who say that if it's divided equally, the Yisrael is the one who tells him, go take which one you want. So Rav Yaffin says that he's seen, he doesn't name the Svarim, that say that we have a Machlaikis. According to the Ran, this is the schus of the Kohen to take with either Goyel. However, according to Rashi, it's not the schus of the Kohen, it's a mitzvah of the Yisrael, but it's not something that the Kohen necessarily has the right to. Says Rav Yaffin, you could be daicha this. Why? Because we see the Rishayim say that taking the Chelik Yafa is not going to lead to Simon Bracha. Says Rav Yaffin like this, said maybe perhaps even those Rishayim who say that's Yisrael who tells him, you pick first which you want, maybe Me'ikadin really the Kohen would have a schus to choose whichever one he wants, even without the Yisrael telling him. But since there's a concept of that if the Kohen goes and chooses and goes after the best one, he's not going to be Simon Bracha Me'olam, so that's why these Rishayim limit and say that's what Rashi says, that's not the Kohen who goes and chooses his Chelek Yafa, rather it's Yisrael who tells him to go choose what he wants. Perhaps Rashi's trying to avoid the issue of Simon Bracha. He wants to bench the Kohen with the Simon Bracha. So that's why we tell the Yisrael that he should tell him, you take what you want. But essentially, perhaps, even according to these Rishayim, it's the Kohen's chus to take the first portion.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.